All right, friends, welcome to another episode of the Flight School Podcast. I have a very, very special treat for you today that I know a lot of you are going to absolutely love my guest today. My guest today is Amanda Stern, and Amanda is a journaling coach. And just to give you a little bit of background about Amanda, she tells me that she's been journaling since she was an angsty teenager. How many of us can relate to that? And she credits her journaling practice to helping her thrive through the divorce she didn't see coming. It helped her discover her voice and become the person she always wanted to be. And now she empowers her clients and community to embrace journaling as a path to self-discovery and personal transformation so that they can own their worth, find success on their own terms, and write their way to a life they love. Ooh, that is some good stuff right there. So Amanda Stern, welcome to the Flight School Podcast. I'm so glad you're here today.
Thanks for having me, Jen. I'm so happy to be here.
Anytime you want to get together and talk about journaling, I'm your girl for sure. So will you tell my listeners how you became a journaling coach? Because I think that's a fascinating story.
Yeah. So I will tell you, it was accidentally on purpose. I had been journaling since I was an angsty teenager. I found journaling one day. Oh, I was probably 14 or 15. I was having a really hard day. And I had all of those big teenage feelings. And none of my friends could come to the phone. And I didn't know what else to do with them. So I grabbed a notebook and a mechanical pencil. And I started to write. And I don't remember what I wrote. But I do remember that I wrote for a really long time. And when I was done writing, I felt better. So I picked up my pen the next night. And again, the next and the next. And before I knew it, I had this beautiful journaling practice that I loved, that I never talked about. I never talked about it because I figured, oh, everybody's already journaling. They know all about journaling. Everybody is probably even journaling better than I am, like it's a competition or something. And so I journaled for years and years and again, didn't really talk about it. I used my journal to write my way through a divorce that I didn't want and didn't see coming. I wrote my way through all of my hard times, so many of my good times, and still didn't ever talk about it. And it was sometime in 2021, I came to LinkedIn. And I came to LinkedIn because I had heard it was a place of opportunity. And I figured it would mean like getting a new job or something. And I thought, well, you know, that could be a pretty good thing. And I quickly learned LinkedIn is a place of community and learning. And so I was meeting amazing people. I was learning so much and growing so much. And I thought, I need something that I can give back to the community. What could this be? What do I know well enough that I could share? And I thought, well, I don't know, but I can talk about journaling while I come up with a thing I'm really supposed to be talking about. And that's all this was ever supposed to be for me. Because it, again, in my mind, it's just journaling. It's easy. Everybody knows about it. Everybody knows it's helpful and everybody can do it. I very quickly learned it is not intuitive for everybody, but it's something that everybody can learn. So I've been talking about journaling on LinkedIn for 2.5-ish years. And it didn't take long for that to morph into journaling groups and helping people individually and within organizations to journal better. And really, it is my mission to make the world a better place, one journaler at a time.
I love that. And there are like 5 bazillion questions that I could ask you as a follow-up. I don't even know where to begin, but let's start here. Journaling by hand or journaling by typing, which do you advocate for?
I journal by hand because I like to do it. It feels really good to me. And I do so much on a screen and a keyboard. It feels so nice to have something old school to do. That being said, I always tell people it's better that they journal however works for them and not get hung up on the how. So I work with people who hate their own handwriting, who feel like they can't write fast enough, who have like 1,000 excuses for why they can't write by hand. And my answer is cool, type it or use an app or do some video or audio journaling if that's your jam. The most important thing is that we give ourselves reflection space and time, that we give ourselves the opportunity to connect with ourselves, to look inward, to really give ourselves a chance to learn who we are and who we want to be and find a way to make that happen. And journaling is the best way I know how.
I agree with you. I can already hear some of my friends who are going to be listening to this episode, because I am very like old school, like it has to be by hand just because of the many benefits that they found of journaling by hand. But I appreciate what you're saying about how sometimes it's just important to just get your ideas out. So what do you tell someone who's kind of hesitant to begin a journaling practice? Maybe they've had some bad experiences. We know what journaling is like when we're in school, and it is not fun. And so what do you say to those people who, you know, they could really benefit from a journaling practice, but they're just very hesitant?
Yeah, I always start with, do you want to journal? A simple, simple question. And sometimes the answer will be, well, I don't know. And then we'll get to explore, well, what do you want journaling to do for you? Because journaling is something I found people think of as a tiny box. And journaling is a small thing. And we all have our own idea of what journaling looks like. And we are all, myself included, way too limited in our scope. And so I love to be able to really pull back the curtains and show people how wide and varied a journaling practice can look. So I have friends who swear up and down they will never journal. But you know what they do? They sit down with a notebook every morning and plan their day. And they reflect on what they want for their day and how they want their day to go and how they're going to make it happen. That's journaling. I have friends who say, oh, I will never journal, but I do set aside some time at the end of my workday to reflect on how my day went. That's journaling too. That there are so many beautiful ways to journal, and every way we journal brings us different benefits. So I like to start with, what do you want your journaling to do for you? I spoke to a woman, oh, this is a few months ago now, who said, oh, well, I want to ask you about journaling, because we were having dinner and I let it slip what I did. And she said, I bullet journal and I love my bullet journal, but I keep feeling that I should do some real journaling. And so I got curious. I was like, well, what's real journaling? And she's like, you know, like about feelings and stuff. And I was like, do you want to talk about your feelings and stuff? And she was like, yeah. And I was like, cool. So do you mind telling me about your bullet journal? And next thing I know, she's pulling it out of her purse and showing me this very well-loved volume. And she's flipping through the pages, telling me how she keeps herself organized. And she writes her memories in there. And she tucks photos and memorabilia in the pages. And I was like, okay, so does this work for you? She's like, yeah. And I was like, and you love this? She's like, yeah. And I was like, do you want to do something different? And she's like, no. And I'm like, cool, you don't have to, because what you're doing now is real journaling. I think so often we get this idea in our head that journaling has to look a certain way because that's what somebody said once upon a time. Yeah. And it doesn't. Giving ourselves the freedom to be creative with it and let it be exactly what we need is the way to a solid and sustainable journaling practice.
Let it be exactly what we need it to be. And it's also, I'll add on to that, it's important to not invite the judge to the page too, I feel. Do you agree?
Absolutely. So I felt it this way and I have seen it. Where people have an inconsistent journaling practice. And so every time they come to the page, they start with, it's been 6 weeks and 4 days since the last time I journaled, right? Maybe this sounds familiar to someone who's listening. I have lived it. So I'm speaking from experience here. And it makes me not want to journal. When I start from a place of guilt and shame, I don't want to do it. So the kindest, best thing we can do is let the judgment go. Our journals aren't judging us, and we don't need to judge ourselves either. And that includes our spelling, our grammar, the quality of our ideas, the words we're choosing, our penmanship, how straight our margins are, any of that stuff. And so if you're listening and you're thinking, oh, well, my handwriting isn't really pretty. My journaling isn't great because I keep making spelling mistakes or I write too fast and then I have to scribble words out. cool. Congratulations. You are human. And it sounds like you're making the best use of your journaling.
I love that. And it, because I hear the same thing as well when I do journaling work with my clients, is that they are hesitant. I hate my handwriting. It's so messy. I can't spell. I had a client who solved that problem by turning her notebook to the side. So instead of writing like with the lines going across, the lines went the opposite direction. And she's like, so it was all just craziness. And so I just figured like it couldn't get any worse than that. And it was a great solution. So how do you use journaling for your own personal growth?
Yeah. Oh my gosh. In every way I can think of to use it. So I love to use my journal first and foremost to just connect with myself, to take time every morning to assess how I'm feeling and where I'm at. And it's as simple as, what am I feeling today? What's going on in my head? What's happening in my body? And being able to tap into it. From there, I like to move on to what is important for me to do today. What do I need to accomplish? And what do I want out of today? I have a series of questions I ask myself every morning that really helps me set my intentions for the day. And it's things like, what is the most important thing to do today? How can I show up as my best me? What does my soul need today? How can I feed my mind today? How can I find joy living in my body? How will I have fun today? You know, asking myself some of these questions that otherwise I would never think to answer. So for me, in the morning especially, my journaling is very much a tool for identifying where I'm at, what I need, and to set my intentions for the day. I love to use my journaling to set my goals and to track progress toward my goals. I love to use it to synthesize what I'm learning. I like to use journaling to help me remember things that I always want to remember. The stories that come to mind of one day I walked into the kitchen and my son was spreading cream cheese on a bagel. It's a pretty ordinary thing that happens here all the time. But I looked at the cream cheese he was using, and he was using a type of cream cheese that my grandmother always used. It was a whipped cream cheese that she would spread on saltines for me in her kitchen as an after-school snack. And I had forgotten about that for probably a good 20 odd years, but that memory came back and I wrote it down so I get to keep it. So having it journaling be a place where I can remember the things that are important. Having journaling help me work through tricky situations and find clarity and direction and solve problems. And if you name it, journaling can do it. And if journaling hasn't touched an area of my life yet, it's only because I haven't taken the time to figure out how to make it apply there too.
And again, just reinforcing the idea, journaling can be whatever it is you want it to be, right?
Yep.
So do you have any favorite resources that you recommend to people who want to learn more about journaling? Because it sounded like, and correct me if I'm wrong, but when you were talking about your morning journaling practice, it sounded a little bit like Julia Cameron's Morning Pages. Is that similar?
Yes. And Dora? I'm going to make a confession here. You're the only one that I've told. So don't tell anybody. I've never actually read The Artist's Way. I have a copy. I'm familiar with it. I've never read it. My journaling is similar in that I always include some stream of consciousness journaling. I always do, because it's important to let whatever stuff is in my head have a place to live, so it doesn't have to live in my head. It's important for me to journal that way when I have big feelings and need to move them through and out of my head and my body. It's important to just be able to just let things out and let my curiosity bubble and my creativity have a place to explore. But I think it's important also to have structure. So I have and I'm looking around to see if I can find it, but it's across the room, a one pager that I made for myself, which is just a one sheet printable that really helps me because it gives me a place to write down some things that are important. So it gives me a place to write my ikigai verse or my purpose statement. I write my new moon intention every day. I write usually an affirmation to remind me of something that's important that I'm working on. And then a series of questions that I answer at just about every day to set my intentions, to figure out what's important. And again, those questions of how will I find joy in my body? How will I have fun today? How am I going to nourish my relationship with money? What relationship needs my care today? And so I really try to use my journaling as a way to look at my life holistically and figure out what areas need tending to. And so it's maintenance, it's work, it's learning, it's growth, it's tracking my progress, it's seeing patterns and collecting data. I also have on my daily sheet a place to track the weather and the phase of the moon because I just think they're fascinating.
Yes.
So I love how there are so many beautiful ways to journal. So back to your question of what resources, connect with me and follow me. I do have a newsletter I send out each week that has an article about journaling, some journal prompts, and then a fun journaling idea. And collectively, all of this really is designed to help us expand our minds and think bigger about what journaling can look like, what it can be for you, and how to make it work for you, because we're all different and there's no one size fits all when it comes to journaling.
And using your journal to help you figure out what's possible for you too. I love to ask my journal questions and just explore answers there. And again, this is why I said earlier about leaving the judge out of it, because you're always, there's that hesitation of I might answer this wrong. And you can't do that in your own journal. So I love the freedom that you give to it. So if my listeners wanted to get in touch with you, where can they do that?
Yeah. So there are two places you can find me. You can find me every day on LinkedIn under Amanda Stern Journaling is my handle there. And you can find me at goodthingscometothosewhojournal.com.
That's a great URL. Goodthingscometothosewhojournal.com. And we will put those both in the show notes for anybody who wants to reach out to you. I hope everybody does because you are amazing. And you were telling me you have a really cool thing starting in February. Do you want to just share what that is?
Yeah, I have an 8-week intensive journaling program coming up in February called Unveil Your Inner Magic. And it is a program designed to help us all discover and celebrate what is magical and wonderful about us. And it's really great for those people who everybody thinks has their act together. You know, we're successful at work and we've got our families and we've got all of the things that we do in our communities. And inside, we just feel like a big mess. And we keep thinking if we just hustle a little faster and do a little bit more, then we'll fool everybody into thinking we're totally put together. And as part of this, I know I have dived into the world of all of the personality assessments, thinking, you know, maybe learning my Clifton strengths or my Enneagram or whatever assessment is going to give me the answers I need to finally feel whole and enough. And then I don't do anything with the information because I don't know what to do. So in this program, we're going to take a really, really deep dive into all of those things and use our journals to integrate what we learn about ourselves so that we can figure out what to do with all of this stuff and really come to celebrate what makes us magical and special and that we are completely whole and perfect just how we are.
Just the way we are. Wonderful. Well, Amanda Stern, thank you so much for being with me today. I hope that every single one of my listeners reaches out and follows you and connects with you. I love getting your posts in my LinkedIn feed. That's how we connected, as I saw them there and I just said, hey, will you come on my podcast? And you said, yes. And here we are. So thank you so much for being here with us today. And I think that's all we have for this week, friends. So remember, your wings are ready. Your journal can help you figure that out if you aren't aware of that already. And it's time to fly. So have a great week. Thanks for listening to this edition of the Flight School Podcast. If you want to continue to receive flight school lessons directly into your podcast feed, please be sure to follow the show. And if you know someone who could benefit from what I teach here on the podcast, why not share this episode with them and help them out? If you are looking for more support to help you spread your wings and fly, please visit my website at www.jenlafine.com/workwithme to learn more. Have a great week, and I'll see you again soon.